Well, we talked a lot about Dez Bryant. I think he's going to be a very hot topic here in the offseason, what the Cowboys are going to do with him and his contract. Well, somebody who knows Dez as well as anyone is his pet monkey, Dallas Bryant, who joins us now here in studio. Open the door and welcome Dallas Bryant, Dez's longtime pet monkey.
Step up, hey, yeah, you just want to
sit right there and just talk into that microphone.
Get up right in this thing here.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
How are you, Dallas?
Well, I'm doing better than I have in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Dez has readopted me.
He's readopted you. That's great. Yeah, because we thought that he kind of farmed you out or took you out to the country or...
Well, Craig, thank you for that. Yeah, he abandoned me out in the country one time with a sack of feed and a job reference. That was it. But I was pissed because I had to live off the land.
Yeah.
I had to forage for food with my own bare monkey hands, which ain't natural.
Right.
So why did he take you out there like that? He just couldn't have you in his house anymore?
He was tired of me dunging up the place. Yeah, I thought I'd never root for the Cowboys again after that.
It was a falling out.
Yeah, I was going to get revenge on Dez, so I found my way back and confronted him. He claimed it was an accident, but I stupidly accepted his apology. I forgave him.
Well, that's nice.
Then he took me out to the country again.
Mm-mm. Hi.
I thought we were going to Dave and Buster's, but he took me out to the country and dropped me off with some fine Christian family he knew out there. And he'd come see me on my birthday.
Yeah.
So I kind of forgave him, even though we were separated.
Mm-hmm.
Started watching Cowboy games again. But I gotta be honest, it was a while before I could throw up the X after he caught 1 for 6.
Yeah, I bet.
But I guess now that he's fallen on unproductive times, he'd come on back and get Dallas Bryant to bring me back into the fold.
Yeah, I guess he's trying to go back to what used to work for him.
What's that?
Just that he's going back to what used to work for him.
Whatever. Yeah, he rehired me as his receivers coach.
Oh.
Because I can catch a football like nobody's business.
Yeah.
I'm real agile.
I bet.
And Dez knows I'm connected to the underground elements. And I can work his plan.
His plan?
Yeah. Don't tell anyone this, but he's going to go to war with the Joneses.
Really?
Over what?
He's hired me because old Steven is talking trash.
Yeah, he has been.
So he's hired me to break into Valley Ranch up there at the Star.
Uh-huh.
And steal Jerry's toupee.
Wow.
Yeah. Which he plans to pull out and put on top of his helmet next time he scores.
I don't know if he's going to be a Cowboy next year.
I think it's a pretty good celebration if he can pull it off.
Dallas Bryant does his pet monkey with us here in studio.
Yeah. Well, what y'all got going on in here? This place is pretty big.
Yeah, it's a good-sized studio.
Good-sized studio.
You mind if I do this on your broadcast table? Let me squat down.
No, don't do that. Gross.
Oh, God, that's a big one.
Dallas.
Oh, look at that. That's Mexican food right there.
Oh,
look at
God.
That. Here's
Please.
One for you, George. Here you go.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. Look at that big old thing.
Man, that's gross.
That's a pyramid of cannonballs for you.
Now, whatever you do, don't throw it.
Here you go, Craig. Look out.
Get
Think
yourself
fast.
There.
Think fast.
Whoa.
Stop it.
Yeah.
I can...
Dung for everyone.
We don't want that in our studio.
I got to get out of here. I got to catch the dart rail out to the Star at Valley Ranch.
Oh, yeah, I think that's in Frisco.
You're a little
confused.
I can't figure it out. This light rail you got is confusing.
Yeah, a little bit.
Plus, I ride on top of the train anyway. Dung it up, baby. Dung it up.
Okay. Bye. There goes Dallas. Dez's pet monkey.